Well, dear listeners, I am, unfortunately, Sayed Mohammad Hosseini, and this is the 17th episode of the program Restart, a mystical and scientific program, not mystical literate, because literacy means the knowledge that exists on planet Earth that you have to use to earn a living, but with science, you can't earn a living. Its business is completely different from literacy. We are reading a poem from Hatef Esfahani, and in this beautiful poem that we're reading from Hatef Esfahani, I must tell you, it's about the unity of being, Wadatul Wujud. Unfortunately, because I'm supposed to always put a couple of papers or something in front of me to read from, I never read them completely. But this topic, the unity of being, we've started a bit early, but since I'm supposed to listen to my heart, it's not a problem. So we started early, no big deal. We've now reached a point where about 8 or 10 verses of Mr. Hatef's poem are left. And I don't know how many episodes these 7 or 8 verses will take. If it finishes in this episode, it's finished. If not, it will continue just like this. Many of you have sent messages. You've been very kind. Asking about, for example, you asked about Reza Shah. This Thursday, we have a program about Reza Shah. And in the program, I'm a goofball too. Manham Yekshas Gulam, Thursday at 7 a.m. California time and 6:30 p.m. your time, respected listener. Well, anyway, things will be heard in this program that have never existed on any tube or in any channel, meaning you will understand another version of Reza Shah. Things that on this side of the water, Los Angeles, you'll understand where they were talking bullshit. And on that side of the water with the series, The Shah's Riddles and stuff, they talk bullshit. These secrets are meant to be revealed. Now, why? I don't know. And you've asked a great many questions. Sir, for example, you've asked about Tahiri, about the dervishes, I must tell you. A lot about, especially the dervishes, the Gonabadi dervishes, Daravishi Gonabadi, the Safi Ali Shahi dervishes, Daravishi Safi Ali Shahi, the Shah Maghzudi dervishes, Daravishi Shah Maghzudi, Daravishi Ahle Haq, Yarsa, all of them, the Irfani Halge circle. And I must tell you, you have asked about other mullahs. A lot of questions have come in. Gradually, you will start to understand. But I gave you one small guideline. Whoever is for the unity of being is with this program. Whoever is not for the unity of being is not with this program. Okay, now you say dervishes. The dervishes, fundamentally, dervish is a word that I was supposed to explain later. A dervish is the median between a mystic, RF, and a Sufi. Dervish means wretched, miserable, meaning without power. If this is the kind of dervishhood it is, then it is based on the unity of being. If you knew what dervish means, when a child is born, the moment it's born,
what does that mean?
They call it
a dervish.
It means it can't even push a fly away from itself. It means in the face of God, a person reaches a character where they understand they are nothing. Dervish means what Socrates says. He says, I know that I know nothing. That becomes a dervish, one concept of the word. Now, because Rumi and Hafez and others said it a lot, for you to know, for example, where the station of a dervish is, you have to see the poem that Saghir Esfahani says. He says, the dervish, by way of initiation, gave the head of his own water pipe to his disciple. Meaning his hookah, the dervish had such a station that disciples gathered around him. The word dervish is a very big word, and for this reason. All dervishes have two traits. One, they believe in the unity of being, and two, they have a problem with mullahs. That's why their essence is fundamentally with us. Like the Erfane Halge, who believe in the unity of being, their essence is also with us. Whoever's essence is with us is with us. Whoever's essence is not with us, meaning they don't understand the unity of being, is just floating, two legs in the air. You asked about something in there. The perfect man. Sir, say it plainly. Say what? Let's not play the fool anymore, man. Did you think we're introducing a mullah or introducing a priest? For instance, here Rumi fucked himself up, the greatest mullah of the world. All the mullahs know that Rumi's level of literacy before he reached mysticism and Sufism was thousands and thousands of times greater than other people's. He had just reached the beginning. He first recognized Shams. He produced all this poetry. He cried. He beat himself. Then some illiterate came and messed him up. Say what exactly? The introducer must be a part of the introduced. What does that mean? It means someone can introduce the perfect man only if they are a part of the introduced, meaning they must be a part of the perfect man. You think just anyone can introduce the perfect man? Can just anyone do it? Do you know what the perfect man means? The perfect man, you don't know what it means. A lady had sent a message that, Hosseini, we love you and all. I take this content and it gets distributed in places. Some of these fanatics get upset because you curse. Don't curse. I said to pass on the message that Hosseini said, I'm like the guy who came to tell you they've killed your mom. Your child is dying. They've gouged out its eyes. Your whole family is under a train and you say, well, where's my hair clip? Anyone who hears a curse in restart is questionable in the first place. We're talking about annihilation, man. Our program isn't just about Iran. We're saying the Pope has to come on Radio Fada tomorrow. The Pope either sees or the Pope doesn't see. The matter is clear. If the Pope doesn't see anything, he has to come and see what Rumi says. He didn't understand Shakespeare, at least let him come understand Rumi. He didn't understand Goethe, let him come understand this. He didn't understand Tolstoy, let him come understand this. The Pope himself is up in the air, gorgeous. All religions are up in the air with the
restart program
that just showed up. It shouldn't have come, it shouldn't have come, it shouldn't have come, my beautiful. But now it has. A little bit about religion. Look, very logically and simply, God created a religion that everyone must have access to. That's what religion means. The world is either religious or it is Sufism. We don't have Christians at all. We don't have Muslims at all. This one is Shia, that one is Sunni. Sir, if you pour the water this way, you remain so. If you pour it that way, and well, what if we were supposed to pour the water from behind our ass? Meaning, neither the Sunni is right nor the Shia. What if we're supposed to perform ablution with dust? There's no water to pour from any direction. The Shia and Sunni are both. Firstly, we don't have Shia. Shia has its own definition. We don't have Muslims. In the world, you are either a Sufi, meaning you see something in the church, or you are an enemy of the Sufi. You've named yourself a Protestant Christian, a Catholic. We are Sunni, we are Shia. You either know the perfect man, Ensane Kamel, or you are an enemy of the perfect man. Don't give any other explanation. Or you're neutral, you don't know what's going on. You die, then you'll find out. Religion must be accountable. No religious person in the world can say, sir, this person who is paralyzed, lying in a corner, has been this way since the day they were born. How are they supposed to know God? Sir, right now I can go to an Iranian woman. When her child is born, I'll grab the kid by its two legs and throw it in a cage. I'll connect one pipe to it for water, one hole, one pipe connected for air, and I won't let it come out until it dies, and I won't let it see anything. It only sees what's there. It sees one small opening. Food is given to it. How does this person reach God? Through restart. If this person doesn't reach God, he dies, goes to the other side. God says, sir, you didn't have faith in us. He says, well, man, we were in that cage the whole time. We didn't see anything to have faith in. He says, no, go to hell. Man, God isn't that much of a motherfucker. All the motherfuckers that exist are, God is a motherfucker then. Why? Because he says, kul huwallahu lam yalid wa lam yulad. Say, he is God. He neither begets nor is born. It means he has no family honor. It's not always a curse. These things, when Halaj says God is without namuz, he's right. Because he doesn't have one. Halaj is right, he's right. You can curse Halaj's mother and father. Halaj won't become, he's just talking nonsense then. Religion means this, good boy, good girl. Religion means that anyone who sets foot on planet Earth must reach God. This is what they call religion. They must reach Him without a book. That child in that cage has no book, no priest, no rabbi. It has none. This is called religion. Restart is showing a way that if they throw you in that hole, you can see God, how you must see. And it's very simple. Look, right now, all men have a libido, and all women understand the libido. All the kids, the little ones, don't understand it yet. But we all, thank God, have a libido. You know why you have a libido? Because a gland exists within you called lust.
Everyone uses it
in their own way. And it's for creation, meaning this libido, the creation of the next child, for you to become the God of your child. This is within you. A gland exists in the body of all humans called religion. This gland works with understanding. This gland has to secrete. Now, for one person, it secretes at 40. For another, it secretes at 10. Its maturity is intellectual maturity. The path of religion is through wisdom and contemplation. A contemplation that lacks a religious interpretation doesn't exist. Let's get to our program and the poems to see what content is hidden within so that we can explain the unity of being. And because right now there are 67,000. Since Restart started, I basically have a bit of a sickness. I go and search to see what comes up with the words Sufism and Sufi and Dervish and with words like mysticism, Irfan and people of Sufism. And thank God I see that I don't know where they get the money. They have so much time that 15 people, 220 people on one site, 6,000 sites come up. I don't know, just like that, from rank 1 to rank 10 on Google. They just sit and write things about this stuff. There are two verses in the poem anyway. The world is like this. It's fine. He says, if you split the heart of any atom, you will find a sun within it. We haven't interpreted this yet. We haven't looked at it. I just said it. So we know that in the previous poem, the argument and fight is over the unity of being. All the religious people of the world are against the unity of being and have a problem with it. And because they don't see, because they haven't opened the eye of the heart to see the soul, then when a seer sees something, the blind flock and tear him to shreds. This is the whole point that Rumi makes. What does that mean? It means a single mystic might appear, see something and say, come, let me show you something. They say, oh, you see? They see and they tear him to shreds. They kill him like Halaj. They kill everyone. For there is one and there is naught but he. He is the one. There is no God but he. This is the poem of Hatef Esfahani, and it's about this. I've read up to here. 7, 8, 10 verses are left to explain. The friend unveiled through door and wall. Dear Mr. Mullah, gorgeous, listen up. Mr. Priest, listen. The friend unveiled through door and wall is in manifestation, O people of vision. Do you know what that means? It means who fuck are you to be reading it? I sometimes use this word so you understand its depth. With whose permission are you praying? With what permission? With whose permission are you reading the Quran, Uli al-Absar? He says, the friend unveiled from, sir, some names, when I bring them up in the program, the character of Restart is crushed. When I say, Mr., know that all the mullahs of the world, Shia and Sunni, are two legs in the air. Listen, Hatef didn't say for you, the jackass, to come and read. He says, the friend unveiled through door and wall is in manifestation, O people of vision. Uli al-Absar means those who see, who have opened the eye of the heart to see the soul, not you. He didn't say that. The friend, meaning God as you call him, has come unveiled from door and wall for any idiot to see. You steal the Quran from the closet of the people of Sufism, you come into the house at night thieving, we steal. We steal from the people of Sufism, you go outside and distribute it, and a bunch of cows sit and listen. You've both stolen and trespassed. The Quran doesn't belong to Muslims, the Gospel doesn't belong to Christians, the Psalms and Torah and these things don't belong to you. Why are you reading it? You're like someone who comes into my house, picks up a pill from the table and eats it. Now you're dying like a dog, and now you keep going and filing complaints against me. A lady was saying she sent a message that, Mr. Hosseini, they're playing your program in some Quran sessions. If that session is playing Restart, definitely go sit and listen. It's good. The first page of the Quran, all Muslims are only allowed to read the first page of the Quran. If you go from the first page of the Quran to the next, they'll do something to your body then, with a kebab skewer so that you'll understand when you're dead. The Quran doesn't belong to Muslims at all. You argue, you interpret, you hold sessions, you sit on the BBC, the first page of the Quran. So how far can Muslims read? And that's if Muslims over several thousand years can even understand the first page, thank God. You should read, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to God, the Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, up to here. You can't read more? It'll screw you up. The perfect man will tear you apart in such a way that you'll understand who you're dealing with. The proof is,
look, I'll the next surah. The
very
next
simply, page. Suppose right now I have 5 doors in my house, and behind the 5th door I've stashed $55 million cash. Then you say, Mr. Hosseini, do you have money? I say, go over there. You put in the first key. I've given you the key. You open the first door. I throw in the second key. I must tell you, it doesn't open. Do you get to that money? Number, go open your Quran. In Good Night Iran, I explained a tiny line. Now we've become Uli al-Absar. Now it starts from here. Meaning Mr. Mullah comes and reads this and thinks that the friend unveiled through door and wall is for this. The moron thinks this jackass sees something. Then it's written. Who is it written for? For the Uli al-Absar. Meaning the addresser and the addressee are known. It says for the Uli al-Absar. The friend comes unveiled from door and wall. I'll tell you what the beginning of the Quran says. It says, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, it ends. The next page says, Alif Lam Mim. Alif Lam Mim means mathematics. It means science. Alif Lam Mim is the key. If you want to go from the old coordinates, I explained it once in Good Night Iran. Very briefly, I just passed over it. In Good Night Iran, I explained that many of you should go listen to that program. Thank God it was shut down. The beginning of the Quran says, Alif Lam Mim, Mr. Shia cleric, Mr. Sunni cleric, my beautiful. What does Alif Lam Mim mean? Mr. Hosseini, we don't know. These are the secrets of God. Hey, Doc, how is it that when you get here, it's the secrets of God? Why aren't 4 wives the secrets of God? Maybe God's intention is that you take 4 wives, meaning you marry your own mother. Wherever you don't understand, it's the secrets of God. Does God even have time to create secrets for you? Number. The beginning of the Quran says, Alif Lam Mim. It means when you enter the second page from the first, you must reach Alif Lam Mim. If Alif Lam Mim is the key and you understand it, continue the Quran until the next code. If you don't understand, you can't continue at all. That's why the Quran is entirely contradictory. That's why whoever reads the Quran doesn't understand it. Because the Quran isn't yours to read in the first place. The Quran is if, for example, I tell you, let's say, ampicillin. I don't know, you have such and such problem. You have to take sulfuric acid. You keep taking sulfuric acid. You take it in the sun, well, you'll burn. You'll be blown to bits. In mathematics, we have, they say, old coordinates entering new coordinates, meaning every old thing that enters a new thing, there's an alpha, a beta. This alpha, beta is Alif Lam Mim, meaning, for example, you from dry land. It says so much in the poetry that you're sitting by the sea saying, let's get it on. Mr. Little Mullah, and you who doesn't understand Sufism and mysticism, and you who doesn't understand the perfect man, this is what he's saying. He says, you're in the sea, next to you is dry land. When it's dry land, it means the old. When you want to enter the sea and the ocean, in order to understand something from this damn ocean of mysticism, they have to put an oxygen tank on top of the hole in your head. Because you consume air,
the water will suffocate you, tear you apart, kill you. If you don't believe me, come tomorrow morning, I'll grab your legs and throw you in the Indian Ocean. And you'll see that after 4 minutes, you'll die like a dog. They have to connect you to oxygen. This Alif Lam Mim is the oxygen for continuing the Quran. You can't continue the Quran. The reason? The next verse. That is the book in which there is no doubt. A guidance for the God-fearing. Not Hosseini, not the Mullah, not Qasemi, not so-and-so. Lil Mutaqin. This book only saves the God-fearing. Who are the Mutaqin? The next verse says. Meaning first you must be God-fearing, then you must attain faith in the unseen, you must see the unseen. Now go to the Pope and say, Hosseini says about the unseen. We say, you say, do you have faith in the unseen? The Pope says, yes. We say, what does the unseen look like? He says, I don't know. I don't know. When I die, I'll find out. Then you can't have faith because you have to see. So who can perform the prayer? Number one, they must initially be muttaqi. Number two, they must absolutely be a believer in the unseen. Number three, they can perform the prayer. You're reading the Quran to me. My dad, when he was a kid, he said a mystic was sitting and someone was sitting in front of him and said, forgive me, master, my heart has been hurting recently. The mystic told him, say this. Now, this is an example, but it's interesting. They saw the person behind him had a stroke and fell just like that. He fell, his tongue. He died. So they rushed to save the guy behind. His breath came back. They asked, what happened? He said, when he was telling the guy in front to say this, I said it too. He said, well, you idiot, that word was for him, not for you. Why did you say it? This was for this patient in front. The physician told this patient, you mix sulfuric acid with so-and-so. You didn't understand the so-and-so, meaning you didn't see the code. You took it, you die. Really, what should we say to this planet Earth that produces religions for itself? Does God produce religion? Does God have the patience to produce religion? Do you know what being a Christian means? Being Christian is not an honor. It means I am against Sufism. It means I am the opponent of Christ. Christ is the opponent of Christianity. Christ is the opponent of Judaism. Christ is a Sufi. He cannot possibly be in favor of Christianity. He just can't. Christ cannot be in favor of Christianity. That's why all the laws of Christianity, you're up in the air. That's why every Sufi who has come, the first thing he did was tear the previous religion two legs in the air and leave. Mm-hmm. We are for the next evolution. No, they kill this one too and wait. Meaning he takes a breath to say four sentences, he goes and turns the synagogue upside down. You people don't have a religion. Religion means that you, the people of planet Earth, are in these three categories. Three categories. All those who have died until now, the very last second. All the people in the world who died from the beginning of time until the last second are divided into three parts. Number one, 97% are followers. What does a follower mean? It means a monkey. What does a monkey mean? A monkey means someone whose dad was a Muslim, said the call to prayer, so he's a Muslim too. Now, if his dad had gone and snatched a kiss from a Christian girl, fell in love, and became a Christian, this guy would be in a church right now. This cow makes no difference. This is a follower. 97% of the world's people are after money, after the religion of the state. If the government tears him a new one, slaps him twice, throws a couple of treats in front of him, that's his religion. That's why Jesus says, give this motherfucker's money to this motherfucker whose face is on this coin. Give it to that motherfucker. Give my money to me. Christ is shouting and nobody understands. Restart is taking revenge for Socrates. Restart is taking revenge for Plato. Restart is taking revenge for Maulana Jalaluddin Muhammad Rumi Balkhi, and we will tear you to shreds, not the people of Sufism. You kill people, you're screwed, man, you're screwed. Restart either shouldn't have started, or now that it has, you're up in the air. You don't understand a thing about religion, and you have no answers. That child who is born dies, what happens to his religion? Mr. Christian, answer. Tomorrow I'll throw your kid in prison, I won't let him out. How will he reach God? With which book? He has to read a book. That kid I threw in the cage, did I give him a book to read? I'm not giving him a book either. So it can't be through a book. The priest has to see, the rabbi has to see, the mullah has to see. How does that child reach God? The path of religion is only that same path that Muhammad says, Jesus says, Nietzsche says, Tracy says, Bayezid Bastami says, Junaid of Baghdad says, Sheikh Kharakani says, Khwaju Kermani says, Saghir Esfahani says. He keeps saying, and keep saying, there is no lack of a physician, but a lack of pain. You are sitting here reading Hatef for me. At the beginning of the program, I said, gentlemen, ladies, gentlemen, it is forbidden to read Attar. Forbidden. It will destroy you.
The friend unveiled.
Yes. Through door and wall. I'm only explaining this one verse right now. Is in manifestation, O people of vision, Uli al-Absar. The owners of eyes, the owners of sight, meaning they see. It's not talk, not chatter, not bullshit, not words, not the words of Sadiq, not the words of Bakir, not the words of Jesus, not the words of Moses, not no talk and chatter. They see. Hi, Jesus. And Jesus says, hi. Hi, Moses. And Moses says, hi. How do you have a child with a girl you've never seen? I don't understand. Can you use your brain for the love of your mother? Look, right now I have a daughter. I want to give her to any Iranian boy who wants to have a child. Well, Mr. Husseini, where is the daughter? She's in the unseen realm. Mr. Husseini, how are we supposed to have a child? Yes, she is hidden. It's a secret. You're not having a child. You have to take the girl, take her away, kiss her, then you have a child. Hey, there's no other way. If you want to vibe with Jesus, you have to see Jesus. If you have a question, ask it. Now I have a drug to... The name is Shemer Pender Block. Well, how do you know if this is permissible or forbidden? Where in the Gospel does it say? Where in the Quran does it say? Where in the Torah does it say? What does halal even mean? What does haram even mean? Mr. Her, you yourself say in the story of Imam Hussein, Mr. Her was with a different girl in Las Vegas every night, man. Every night, morning with one girl, night with another. How did he get saved? He was drinking bootleg alcohol. Hura was a masterpiece of kebab and bootleg booze, God bless him. I mean, props to him. Imagine someone in your own army. I'm saying I'll hit you with your own air. I act Socratically, from your own reasoning to your own reasoning. Remember, I said the people of planet Earth are in three categories. One category is followers. Everyone. Tell me the other two parts so I don't forget. Yes. In Imam Hussein's army, you yourself say gorgeous. You say in Imam Hussein's army there was one who had been praying the night prayer for 45 years. He was martyred. We salute him, okay? There was another who was fooling around with girls every night, drinking bootleg booze, cussing up a storm, dancing the lambada, named her. How did they both go up together? Haven't you asked yourself how? So the path to humanity's salvation is drinking bootleg booze? I don't know, really. That's what this story is saying. That's not the story. Ibn Muljam, the fascinating, funny story of Ibn Muljam, meaning Ibn Muljam prayed the night prayer, he had memorized the Quran, so on and so forth. Hey, let me find this poem of Hafez. He says, your love comes to the rescue. Your love comes to... Here we go. I found Hafez. Hafez. The word Hafez itself book. Is clear. Hafez, beautiful daddy. Hafez says that meaning a memorizer of the Quran. Hafez means a memorizer of the Quran. Now, what is the difference between Hafez and all the Shia and Sunni clergy? It's that Hafez, because it took him 30 years to understand Sufism, that is, to understand the perfect man, he had memorized 14 to 15 narrations of the Quran, meaning the peak of Mulladom, Mullahism, the peak of priesthood. Bring me wine that brings me to war with myself. From my beloved's plectrum, there is thanks with a complaint. If you are a connoisseur of love, then listen to this tale. If you're looking for love, you're in pain. Episode 17 of Restart is shaking you. Your mind, meaning the gland of perfect man recognition, is starting to shake. I'll read the last verse. Your love will come to your rescue. I'll read it again. Let's read it together. It's fun. From my beloved's plectrum, there is thanks with a complaint. If you are a connoisseur of love, then listen to this tale. My love will come to my rescue, even if, like Hafez, you recite the Quran from memory in 40 narrations. He says, even if you are like Hafez, you've memorized 40 narrations of the Quran, like a donkey you've gone to these classes and read and read and read and read, your love will come to your rescue. Only love for the perfect man will save you, as Rumi also says. The image of the ego is naught but the shadow of the master. Hold fast to the hem of that ego slayer. This isn't a new saying, the great competition. Yeah, do you remember I used to say? I'd say, since many a devil has the face of a man, therefore one must not give one's hand to every hand. The man-faced devil, these guys use Vaseline. These guys at the door of the prayer niche and pulpit, they've all come to kill Jesus. They've all come to kill Moses. They curse Nietzsche's mother and father because they can't handle his power. They kill Rumi because they can't handle his power. Shakespeare. They kill Byron because they can't handle his power. They give poison to Socrates. They can't handle the power. Because those guys see some things and they say them. These guys are afraid people will find out. What happens if people find out? The world gets turned upside down. Man, the friend unveiled through door and wall. Ah, let me tell you these three parts and then go. The people of planet Earth, so before that 1 second ago when everyone died, and it makes no difference that second I said versus this second, because restart isn't over yet, it makes no difference. Whether you're dead or not, makes no difference. You either understand something or you don't. In principle, not understanding and dying is not a problem. There, when they die, they open their eyes. The first smile is a beautiful smile. Here, I'll screw you up. He says, sir, forgive me, I made a mistake. I didn't understand. I didn't get it. He says, I know, you can't go back. You're screwed. Why? Because this is the universal formula. It's all set up. Sir, excuse me, this apple fell. My mom fell from the 10th floor. Can you bring her back? He says, I swear to God, I can't
hit your mom to the ground. It's scientific.
What? How can I bring her back? You should have been careful she didn't go up.
Yeah.
Didn't you listen to Restart?
I did. Why?
Well, this Hosseini, my dignity, how does he talk about religion? He says, didn't he say even Moses was a shepherd? Mysticism is about shepherding. Mysticism is not about literacy.
Yeah, you're right.
He did say that. He said a skewer in your body. Man, listen. The first group, the 97% who are like monkeys, we are followers. Whatever our dad's religion was, that's our religion. Now we've understood a little more. We became Christian. We were Muslim, we became Christian, we think we've understood so much. Okay, ask this person, have you read the Book of the Dead? Did you go sit with the Buddhas? Have you read the solar system? Have you read the Ganabadi dervishes? Do you know what Safi Ali Shahi is? Do you know what Kabbalah is? Have you read it? Have you finished the books of the Hindus, the Manichaeans? Do you know anything about Mazdak? Well, he says, Mr. Hosseini, it's become 55 million books. He's right.
How am I supposed to read them?
So religion is not research-based. Religion is not book-based. It won't lead to salvation.
This shows you show it with your own brain.
God isn't illogical. God is smart. God is not some strange being. You know, he is a specific being. God is right in front of your eyes. You don't see him. God is in front of your eyes and you don't see him.
Why don't you see? Because there is no light.
If I turn off the lights right now, you won't see your mom anymore. Is your mom lost?
Right now, I turn off the lights, you don't see your mom.
Is your mom lost? Has your scumbag mom gone out with some guy?
Number.
There is no light.
You turn on the lights, you see your mom.
Restart wants to turn on the lights.
Your mom is there.
She's always there.
You yourselves say, he is closer than your jugular vein.
This is the example.
Nahnu aqrabu ilayhi min hablil warid.
We are closer to him than his jugular vein.
So this is the first group, the 97%.
The second group, the rationalists, whose peak are the philosophers.
For example, Hawking is here right now. He says God doesn't exist, but the man, he is much higher than that 97%,
meaning he opposes God, but his reason, his brain has been shaken. He understands, he's seeking reason, seeking contemplation, like René Descartes, like Victor Hugo, like many others who existed in the world, like Edison, like Newton, like Archimedes. All of these become the great philosophers of the world.
These two groups are themselves divided into several sections. Some of them are godless, some of them are religious, some of them are non-religious. They are all different. But these are called people of wisdom, hekmat.
Hekmat is the next level after that 97%.
You're not a mystic, Aref.
So you know it's close to being a mystic, for example, if we want to explain it to those idiot mullahs. So they understand, for example, Mullah Sadra is in hekmat, close to mysticism, Irfan, but he's not a mystic, meaning when you read his book, he says, yes, sir, either Sufism or everyone else, shut the hell up.
Khomeini is in this too. Khomeini speaks of Sufism. Dear listeners, search on YouTube for Muhammad Taqi Jafari. This man is of the people of Hekmat. This man died. When the name of Rumi comes up, he doesn't know what to do. He screams and hits himself in the head. Screams, oh my God, he doesn't know what to do. This is a person of Hekmat. He's a good man. This poor soul is looking for reason. Rumi reaches a station where he says, the leg of the rationalists is made of wood. He's not talking about these guys. He means the 97%, meaning all the mullahs are in the 97%. All the priests are in that 97% because they are followers. Don't even equate them with Hawking. Don't equate them even with Salman Rushdie. He is close to Hekmat. Well, he's not at all, okay? He really isn't, meaning the poor guy really knows nothing about religion. His question is nice, though. These are in Hekmat. All the mullahs and priests and rabbis are in the 97%. They don't know anything. These poor guys know something. These are called the people of Hekmat, from which the philosophers emerge, meaning philosophers are those who think. Now, one of them, like Aristotle, turns out to be a motherfucker. Another, like Socrates, becomes a mystic and a Sufi. But for Rumi, the value of Aristotle is far greater than the 97% who died up until 55 seconds ago. He's not talking about me and you, because me and you really don't know what will happen to us in 5 seconds. You who are listening to the program right now, you might suddenly go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning and everything about you has changed. We don't know. That's why we shouldn't talk about ourselves. We shouldn't gossip about ourselves because we are present, about our mom, those who have died before. And the third category, the people of Sufism and mysticism, they have opened the eye of the heart and they see. These are called the people of certainty of sight. These people see. They just see. They don't talk. These are called the people of Sufism and the mystics, Arefa. All those who changed the world in some way were either from this category or from that Chekhov. It has nothing to do with country. Man, the one is Sudanese, one is from Egypt, one is from India, one is from Iran.
the whole world, meaning that 97% with their ignorance, as Churchill said, and this 2% of wisdom seekers with the group of the ignorant and the treacherous minority. This treacherous minority joined hands, killed Socrates, hanged Halage. Where were you people? Now you, for example, don't the countries know when their regime will change? Do they really not know? They know who changes it. They know it all. They just don't have the power. They know that this event shouldn't happen. They don't know. Everyone knows. 7, 8, 10 more programs, meaning about 2 more months, then I will tell you exactly what will happen. Exactly. It doesn't require fortune telling. Now, Rumi is in this category. Attar is in this category. The third category. These are very few. Ristart is showing this, that, sir, there exists a Sufism and a mysticism. Next week, I have to explain about mysticism and these things because I am talking about the unity of being. So, the friend unveiled through door and wall is in manifestation. Oh, Makarem Shirazi. Sorry, I read it wrong, sir. The friend unveiled through door and wall is in manifestation, O people of vision. Ya Uli al-Absar. Not every idiot. I explain this, Uli al-Absar, meaning with the eye of the heart open, then you see God. You see the matrix. You see the matrix in there. Yes, our time is up. Is it a problem? Just this one verse? It's not a problem. One verse. We explained one verse today. 8, 10 more verses are left about the unity of being. Thank you very much for listening to the program. It has a lot of content anyway. These next few verses are also shocking, and I am forced to be patient. Because I told you I don't know what will become of this program, these 7, 8, 10 verses of Mr. Hatef Esfahani. But it's about the addresser and the addressee and such. In any case, I love all religions. I really have respect for them. They came to explain the religious law, Shariat, to say the prayer has 17 movements. We are at your service, thank you very much. They have no difference with each other, meaning all religions are similar. We love them too, it's very good. As long as you don't meddle in the spiritual path, tariqat and mysticism, irfan and resurrection, monotheism, justice, prophethood, resurrection. As long as the Sunni and Shia mullahs don't talk about monotheism, tawhid, meaning in God's place, haven't spoken about justice, haven't spoken about prophethood, haven't spoken about resurrection, ma'ad. The people of Sufism have no business with them, because these first 4 or 5 elements are for seeing, not for bullshitting about. I am Sayyid Mohammed Hosseini with the 17th episode of Restart. Until next week on Radio Farda. Share it, promote it. I'm your humble servant. Farewell.